top of the hour news. As it happens, when it happens, wherever it happens. Local, regional, and global. Only on Q95, the big station. Q95DA.com. Right on cue.
Good afternoon. This is the Midday News for today, Tuesday, April 23rd, 2024. I am Richie Ferrall. In the headlines, Pastor Randy Rodney opines on the court ruling the criminalization of homosexual activity from a religious standpoint and says scripture must be considered in understanding the implications of such legal decisions. Nevis Cultural Development Foundation, NCDF, wraps a successful arts and culture Easter camp where more than 90 children from as young as 4 years old completed a two-week arts and culture Easter camp.
Wherever it happens, local, regional, and global, only on...
And angry protests against the war in Gaza have been taking place on the campuses of several top U.S. universities, and dozens of people have been arrested at Columbia, Yale, and New York University in recent days. The news brought to you with the very kind compliments of Courts Dominica Limited. Details coming up.
Top of the hour news. As it happens, when it happens, wherever it happens.
Atosyo tout moun, Courts, Yatsil, April 26th, 7:30 a.m. to 5 p.m. April 27th, 8 a.m. to 12 p.m. Courts, Warehouse in Fokole. Mama Mia, Utan Gwemi Simidam. Sale on furniture, major whites, hardware, decor, more. Everything must go. Tout bagay oblige.
Welcome back. Pastor Randy Rodney, the host of Q95's Kingdom Connection program, has shared his perspective on Monday's High Court ruling striking down sections 14 and 16 of Dominica's Sexual Offenses Act, which criminalizes homosexual activity in Dominica. Pastor Rodney emphasized the significance of reflecting on this ruling from a religious standpoint, highlighting the need to consider scripture in understanding the implications of such legal decisions. On Monday, the nation's High Court delivered a verbal judgment on a case initiated in 2022 by a homosexual individual seeking to challenge the constitutionality of two sections of the Sexual Offenses Act that criminalizes consensual same-sex activities. The court ruled that these two provisions in the law were unconstitutional.
The Alphabet Movement, the LGBTQ+++, have won a battle that now gives them right to do what they have always done, which is what I've always said as well. They have always had sexual acts. They have always committed sexual acts between and among themselves. And I don't know that anybody would break up any house and go and stop them from doing that. The law says now that they can do it without anybody disturbing them in private. And one of the things I'm happy about in the deliberation is not that that's what I wanted, but it keeps emphasizing in private, which means that they can go in their bedroom and do their abomination. Now, call the police home if you want, but I will quote the scripture on that regard, because that's what the Bible calls Paul says that when they did not want to hold the truth of God in their hearts, God gave them up to a reprobate mind. And the rest of that simply says they began to see upside down, because men now are attracted to men and women are attracted to women. In the Old Testament, it's called purely an abomination. And it doesn't matter if you tell me priests do it, or pastors do it, or judges do it, or police do it. Whoever do it, my friends, it is called an abomination. It's the same thing. It's just like if pastors commit adultery or fornication, or it's wrong, it's wrong. That's just how it is. Or priests commit it, or ministers commit it, it's wrong.
Pastor Randy Rodney further elaborated on the implications of the ruling from Dominica's standpoint, clarifying that it allows consenting same-sex adults to engage in private sexual activities without facing legal repercussions.
The court in Dominica and the Caribbean can change the whole laws if they like. Here's which court that every one of you must be afraid of. The Real High Court, which is the court of real justice. That it, in that court, when God raises his finger and says you are guilty, no attorney, no QC, no SC, no high court judge can change that ruling. And ladies and gentlemen, you can stand wherever else you want. I stand on the side of God. Okay? So yes, that ruling has come down, and it has come down to the place now where the movement, the Sexual Offenses Act, I think it's called, sections 14 and 16, it has been ruled that these two pieces of legislation contravene the constitutional rights of people who want to commit burglary. I want to put it in simple terms. Okay? Let me repeat that because I want you to understand it. All the law is saying is that what was on the books which made burglary illegal, says that if you were having burglary, whether it's in public or private, you could have been taken to court, whether it's consensual or not. Okay? With this ruling, the Sexual Offenses Act, sections 14 and 16, is now taken off, put it that way.
Pastor Randy Rodney, host of the Kingdom Connection program. Prominent businessman and pharmacist Anderson Jolly says Dominica's economy needs to be more robust, and he labels the current economy as being stagnant because of the mindset developed by some Dominicans that in spite of the negative situations facing them in the economy, they claim that the system is okay. This phrase, Jolly laments, is the reason for the present stagnation of Dominica's wider economy.
Is that we don't have a very robust economy. Our economy right now is at a point where it's almost at a standstill. We have to understand we don't have factories, we don't have jobs for people. There's a lot of people who are looking for jobs out there. I can tell you by the number of applications that I can see or hear about on a daily basis. The whole idea, Matt, is that I think the people who are in charge or who we've hired to do our bidding for us see us as okay. Once you see things as okay, change will be non-existent. In fact, they see everything as okay. Electoral reform, okay. Jobs in Dominica, okay. The fact that people living life, if you ask them, they'll say people are okay. They have enough. Everybody's okay for them. Therefore, there will be no change because it's okay.
Prominent businessman and pharmacist Anderson Jolly, Q95 News has confirmed the passing of Frankie Seams Bellot, also known as Crazy T, today, April 23rd, 2024. According to an official statement from family members, Mr. Bellot passed away early this morning. He was the proprietor of Kyrie FM Radio and a prominent businessman in Dominica. Former general manager at Kyrie FM, Alvin Thomas, expressed his condolences to the family and friends of Frankie Bellot while speaking on Q95 FM's radio Hot Seat program this morning.
It's really sad. I could well imagine the staff and all and his family in mourning. And I just wanted to lend my voice. As I said, have some really close connection with Kyrie FM as the general manager of the station.
Former general manager at Kyrie FM Radio, Alvin Thomas. This is Q95 News. The Caribbean Development Bank, CDB, has reintroduced its Cultural and Creative Industries Fund, CIIF, to regional clients as an enhanced facility, originally capitalized with US $2.6 million in 2017. The fund received an additional US $1.8 million in 2023 to support the creative economy across 19 Caribbean countries, all CDB members, following a reorganization informed by lessons from its pilot phase. The CIIF now offers flexible grant funds and technical support tailored to the needs of Caribbean creatives. The support aims to unlock potential in various sectors such as film, animation, gaming, fashion, festivals, music, and visual arts. The bank will guide creatives from project conceptualization to implementation, enhancing effectiveness based on feedback from the pilot phase. Mrs. Therese Turner-Jones, acting vice president of operations at CDB, emphasized CIIF's role in bolstering the region's creative capacity. She highlighted CDB's commitment to strengthening the enabling environment, improving funding access, enhancing capacity, bridging research gaps, and promoting awareness and protection of intellectual property rights. Recognizing the vital link between economic resilience and the creative economy, She stressed its importance in preserving cultural heritage and fostering social inclusion. Health Minister Kazani Laville has expressed condolences to the family of Nurse Tracy John Lewis. She passed away over the weekend. Laville noted her lifetime dedication to both service and her faith, emphasizing the profound impact of her passing on her loved ones and the wider medical and nursing community.
It is often said that a nurse is not what you do, but it's what you are. It is who you are. And it goes without saying that our nurses are at the heart of our healthcare system, including our vaccination programs. So when one of our nurses is in pain, or their family is in pain, we too, we are also in pain. And it's with that being said that I wish to take this opportunity to extend my deepest and most profound sympathy to the family, the loved ones of our dear nurse or sister in the fraternity, Nurse Tracy John Lewis, who passed over the weekend. I was able to meet with her family and very close relatives on Saturday morning, and the profound pain that they feel is absolutely unimaginable. And I also wish to empathize with all of you, part of the healthcare fraternity. You too are also in deep pain. I also wish to extend sincere condolences to the family and friends of Nurse Carleen Luke Winston on the sudden passing of her brother, Benaya Luke, recently. This is also sad, and we all are in pain.
Minister of Health Kazani Laville. Head of the Fire and Ambulance Services, Wayne Leiter, revealed that motor vehicular accidents increased in 2023 when compared to the calls they responded to in 2021 and 2022. Leiter spoke to the media at the Office of Disaster Management in Jimit on April 22, 2024.
Motor vehicle accident is one of the areas that we are very concerned about. And when we say motor vehicle accident responses, we at the Fire and Ambulance Services mean that these are actual calls where persons were either trapped or injured in a motor vehicle accident. And that record shows that we responded to 117 calls in 2023. But that's a jump from 2022, where we had 90, and in 2022, we had 93, and 2021, we had 90. So 117 of those calls were responded to.
Head of the Fire and Ambulance Services in Dominica, Mr. Wayne Leiter. Leader of the United Workers Party, Team Dominica, Dr. Thompson Fontaine, has drawn attention to the absence of any announcement by the Prime Minister regarding the release of the new draft electoral and campaign finance laws and regulations, which was promised during a recent press conference. Dr. Thompson Fontaine asserts that the recommendations put forth by the United Workers Party for electoral reforms can be implemented without the need for new parliamentary legislation.
One thing is clear to me, as clear as the statement that we just heard. He heard it from the Prime Minister. He said it once, he said it twice, he said it the third time. He re-emphasized he will have it by April, second week of April. Nothing was going to stop him, absolutely nothing. He's going full steam ahead. And today is the 23rd or 24th of April. We don't have anything as yet that we can look at or look to. What I suspect is there are probably some recommendations that were made within that, if you're going to go forward, you would probably have to make some adjustments to the Constitution. And I think there were probably one or two of those. But the fundamental issues that we are concerned with, that we have been calling for, such as the cleansing of the voters list, the issuing of voter ID cards, access to the radio station, these can be done without any change to the Constitution. So the key provisions that we've been asking about, that we've been pleading for, in particular, the cleansing of the voters list and the issue of voter ID cards, you do not necessarily have to go to review the Constitution for any of that. So we can expect that whatever legislation comes forward would have these.
United Workers Party leader Dr. Thompson Fontaine. This is Q95 News. More than 90 children from as young as 4 years old have completed the two-week arts and culture Easter camp hosted by the Nevis Cultural Development Foundation, NCDF. The Easter Camp, which was aimed at keeping local cultural art forms alive through youth participation, was held at the NCDF compound in Pini's Estate. The program offered its 91 participants training in a number of art forms, including masquerade, dance, drumming, clowns, the bull, puppetry, and steel pan. Speaking at the closing ceremony on April 18, 2024, Deputy Premier the Honorable Eric Evelyn, Minister of Culture in the Nevis Island Administration, said he was heartened that so many parents were minded to send their children to the annual camp to put their vacation to good use, developing skills in the various cultural art forms. In more news, protests against the war in Gaza have been taking place on campuses of a number of top U.S. universities. Dozens of people have been arrested at Columbia, Yale, and New York University in recent days, while similar student encampments have sprung up at Berkeley, MIT, and other top colleges.
The president's decision to send riot police to pick up peaceful protesters on our campus was unprecedented, unjustified, and dangerous.
I'm a professor here, and I care about all the students, and I think it's disruptive for everybody to have this kind of hate speech going on.
Moment to show that this is wrong. This is not what we want the United States to do.
We're following what was going on at Columbia University. Columbia put out a call to action for universities across the country. We answered the call.
And that's the midday news. Here's a recap of our headlines. Pastor Randy Rodney opines on the court rulings decriminalizing homosexual activity from a religious standpoint and says scripture must be considered in understanding the implications of such legal decisions. Nevis Cultural Development Foundation wraps a successful arts and culture Easter camp where more than 90 children from as young as 4 years old completed a two-week arts and culture training. Angry protests against the war in Gaza have been taking place on the campuses of several top U.S. universities.
As it happens, when it happens.
And dozens of people have been arrested at Columbia, Yale, and New York University in recent days.
The Big Station, Q95.
The news was brought to you with the very kind compliments of Quartz Dominica Limited.
Q, top of the hour news. As it happens, when it happens, wherever it happens, local, regional, and global, only on Q95.